Hi, this is Robin, and with lesson number 10, my thoughts do not mean anything. One of the sentences says, "This idea will help to release me from all that I now believe." That might be alarming to some people because many hold their beliefs very dear. In fact, their beliefs are so special to them that without their beliefs, they might feel as if they have no purpose or no meaning. So today, if we could just imagine that our beliefs are actually what is blocking the truth from our mind. This book, A Course in Miracles, is not about teaching you the truth. It's about helping you to undo what is obscuring the truth or covering up the truth in your mind. You see, the truth already exists in your mind. It's already within you. That the love of God, the power of God, the presence of God as your creator is already within you. You already have everything. You are already complete, whole, happy, safe, loved, and provided for. And to the degree that you're not aware of these qualities of your own being, these experiences of your own true divine essence, all it means is that there is something in your mind that is blocking your view. If you take for a moment the idea that the whole sun of the solar system can be blocked simply by placing your hand over your eyes, imagine how simple our awakening can be if someone can show us that what is blocking our sight can be so simple. Today we turn inward to our true inner vision, and we recognize that the truth dwells within us. Every answer we are seeking is within us. We have allowed ourselves to place our own thoughts, beliefs, judgments to obscure that which is true. And today we offer that space back to the Holy Spirit so that we can be free once again. Remember that the worst possible case is that we are delaying our happiness. The Course tells us that our past thoughts are not actually causing damage, but they are keeping us from recognizing what we already have, what is rightfully ours. And if we knew what we were forgetting, we would laugh at the idea of letting anything get in the way.